This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 577. Long live Buddy Bird! Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures from pops to dorbs, rides to mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2017.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Mendros, and with me I have Toasty. How are you, Toasty?
I'm doing pretty good. Well rested, you know. We take some time off, and you know, sometimes that's just what you need. It was been a relaxing couple of weeks.
Awesome. And we also have Fandeth. How are you doing there, Fan?
I'm doing quite fabulous. How are you tonight?
Still getting better slowly but surely.
One thing I noticed as I was reading out that show title, we probably want to update our links because, spoiler alert, it's no longer 2017. We're on 2018.
Fine then. I will get around to that soon.
It's no problem. I just noticed it kind of tripped me up. I'm like,
those okay, links are still currently valid. So
yeah, exactly. So I kind of just ran with it like that. It's something that I didn't even think of. And I'm reading them, and this is not right. Oh well, it's okay. It'll work for now.
Indeed, indeed. So, how was your Christmas there, fam?
It was pretty good. My WoW time is pretty limited for the most part. I did manage to do a little bit of raiding during the break. I hopped on with our guild to do a... I hopped in a little late, but finished up a full clear of normal and Taurus, so I have I've completed Antaurus on normal, which is great. That's probably the best thing I wanted to do, and I think I did it last year. I don't know. It was probably this year. But anyways, I cleared normal and Taurus, so that's yay for me. Other than that, little bit of Hearthstone, not very much, but just trying to get my free card packs. And Diablo. I've hit the Diablo addiction once again. New season, and I guess with the new year is the Diablo anniversary, so you go to the old Diablo 1 style thing, and that's available for this whole month. So yeah, I think my character's at 66 or something like that. And so I've almost hit the required 70 for the season. That's really it for me. I think I got some gear in WoW, so I'm up to 938, I think.
Nice. Not bad for the amount of raiding you've been doing anyway.
Yeah. Toasty, how about you? How was your couple of weeks off?
My couple of weeks off was not as great as I would have hoped it would have been. I was sick for a good portion of the Christmas holidays. Fortunately, you know, I was able to lose a significant amount of weight because I was so sick. So I think I dropped like 20 pounds. I'm going to be one of the few people I know who lost weight over the holidays. No.
That's awesome. Were you in the work weight challenge? Or...
Nope.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, well, win some, lose some.
Yeah.
Or in this case, get nothing because I didn't participate. The time I did get to sit around and game, did a bunch of raiding. Not as much as we usually would have, just because we took the Fridays off for the holidays, so we only raided on Tuesday. And during that time, we just kind of progressed through normal. Not even progressed through normal, we just farmed normal. And that was fun. Got a bunch of gear out of there. Not everything that I needed, but enough. Played a bunch of my priest, actually, just because it was nice and easy. And it was something that I could drop right away so I can go be sick. I'm trying to finish up my campaign so I can get my mount. I think I'm on the second to last step at this point. Which unfortunately means I just need to level up my followers so I can complete the mission. So I'm just kind of doing that. After the holidays, though, was pretty good for my main. In fact, just last Tuesday, we started out we decided that we're going to just do Agrimmar and Argus on normal. And then continue the rest of the night onto Heroic. So that's what we did. Didn't get anything out of Agrimmar or Argus, unfortunately, but we did make significant progression on Heroic and Taurus. We started the night 2 out of 7, and we ended 5 of 7. So now we're trying to beat down Verimathris and Coven and Agrimmar and Argus. So, all things considered, not a bad first week of serious pulls on Heroic. Oh, you know, that's not how it happened at all. Tuesday. Tuesday was going to be our last night of normal mode. After that, that was it. And so we were just farming more gear because not everybody got the pieces that they needed. So, I started that night with 1 tier piece. Then I ended it with my 4-piece bonus. Thank you, Master Loot, and bonus rolls. And the fact that we don't have many plate wearers. And me getting that 4-piece meant I can finally use that Titan Forged cape, that Heroic Titan Forged cape I got the first time we walked into Heroic. So that was nice. I enjoyed being able to actually use that. And then I beat my head against Mage Tower appearance a bit more and failed horrifically. Maybe when I get better gear, I don't know. It's been getting frustrating, but I think that's about it. I mean, honestly, it wasn't as active with WoW as I would have liked to have been over the holidays. But being sick will do that to you. Medros, how was your week? Or a couple weeks, I guess.
Wasn't too bad, except for, you know, computer problems. Which, unfortunately, meant it was very bad. My computer has been, for the last little while, giving me random blue screens of death, and now the show is currently being recorded on my laptop, because I don't want the show to be lost if something happened and it died again. So it's very weird getting used to not having dual monitors and large workspaces, but hopefully this coming weekend I can spare some time, do some tests and see what is going wrong, because everything I've done so far has not solved the problem, and I've done a fair bit of stuff. So that was kind of my time. Did kind of try and keep up on basic stuff in game, doing the champion elite strike quest when they're up and so on, but overall just tried to enjoy the holidays. Was out of town for a little while and came back and just enjoyed not having to go to work, which is very nice.
Did you guys get anything WoW-related for Christmas?
I got those, the WoW cookbook and the Hearthstone Tavern, I guess,
oh, cocktail nice.
Guide? Or cocktail book? Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
I didn't get anything WoW-related per se, but I did get a new video card. That was very nice.
Yes, I saw your video card. It was very pretty.
Yeah. 1066 gig. Oh, I love it. I love it. GTX 1066 gig. Oh, I love it. I love it.
How's it for Bitcoin mining?
I haven't tried it. I have no interest in trying that.
Uh-huh.
I do need to, now all I need to do is get some more RAM, and I think I'll finally be happy with the upgrades. And it'll set me for a few years anyway.
So you're on Shaw now?
What?
I said, are you on Shaw now for internet?
Nope. That's not something I can fix right now, okay?
I'm just bugging you.
Give me time. I'll get there eventually.
MTS has some pretty competitive plans, too.
Yeah.
They just cost a lot of money.
Oh, well. Internet in general costs a lot of money.
Yeah, it's true.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah, so I guess we'll talk about our first ad, and that is, of course, the great folks over at Funko. These people make incredible vinyl figures, and there's actually rumors that a third wave of Overwatch Funkos is coming out soon. I am very excited about that, because that is the only set of Funkos that I have a complete collection of so far. Apparently, there's some leaks over on GameStop before the new year that Series 3 is going to have Junkrat, Mercy, Sombra, Zarya, Zenyatta, a second skin for Mercy, and there's also word of a 6-inch Roadhog. I'm really excited for those, though I don't really play any of those characters. I still want to see them. Which one of those would you take?
To be fair, do you really play any of them? I don't see you playing that much Overwatch.
I play Bastion, and I play Pharah, and I play Widowmaker.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I don't know what I'd take. I'd probably take the Roadhog, honestly.
What about you, Van?
I don't really play Overwatch, so, and I'm not really into Funko, so I probably wouldn't take any of them. I'd take whatever Toasty wanted and give it to him.
Nice. Roadhog.
If there's anything else that you wanted, because you already had Roadhog.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't really have anywhere to put my Funkos. Like, I have a hard enough time putting away stuff that I have.
you have a house.
Yeah.
It has room.
Yeah, it has rooms, yes. No room for nothing. I need a bigger house. But that's a different story.
I really enjoy Funkos. And actually, if you are a fan of Funkos, they actually have a store. I believe it's in Seattle, I believe. But if you aren't there, you can always go online. So if you go to bit.ly/FunkoATA2017 and use the code SHOP10, you can save 10% on your entire purchase. That again is bit.ly/FunkoATA2017 and SHOP10 to save 10%. And we thank Funko for sponsoring the show.
Hey, it's time to talk about this week, month, year. Year?
Sounds
no,
right.
that's probably overdoing it if we talk about everything that's going on this year.
We don't have a lot of news, so feel free to go into the entire year if you want.
But I didn't do notes for that. That's so much work. Did you put that together the whole year?
No.
Okay. I'll do this month. The remainder of the month, anyways. I don't even know what's going on right now. I know something else for Antorus came up last week, maybe. But just yesterday, the Dark Moon Fair started. So that's on this week. So that runs from the 7th to the 13th. And then also starting this week is the Legion Dungeon event running from January 9th to the 15th. To go with it, there's going to be the Shadowpan Showdown PvP Brawl. And next week, Seed of the Pantheon opens, and so that's going to be the last wing in Raid Finder for Antorus. I don't know what's going on that week, because I didn't write it down. Unless I goofed up this stuff. But the Call of the Scarab mini-event is going to be from January 21st to the 23rd, and then right after that, the Burning Crusade Time Walking is from January 23rd to the 29th. And the Deepwind Dunk PvP Brawl is also that same week. And at the end of the month is the Kirin Tor Tavern Crawl. That's going to be another one of those little mini-events. So that's what's happening. That's what's going on.
So what's the latest on Antares?
As of, looks like, January 2nd, there are 26 guilds that have cleared up Antares Mythic. And Method was nice enough to release a top 20 list. So included on that list is Method, of course, and Exorcist is a second, followed by Memento. Alpha and Limit round off the top 5. Now, the important thing to note here is that my favorite guild name, well, one of my favorite guild names, Fat Shark, yes, over in the EU, placed 8th, if I can count right? No, 9th? Oh, yeah, there are numbers on those coins. Look at that. I don't have my contacts in. Antares Mythic. It's worth noting that... I don't know if it's worth noting. I just find it funny that there's only 2 U.S. guilds on this top 20.
Yeah.
Where's your guild on the list?
Yeah?
I don't believe you'd be tied.
I think that's about right.
Unless you mean by tied with every other guild that doesn't do raiding.
No, we're in terms of mythic progression, we're tied for last.
See, I would consider doing heroic and normal to actually be progression toward mythic. So I would say my guild is even far below you in the rankings.
Okay. All right.
Just trying to use logic here.
I just looked it up, and we are 11,000th in the world, 4,400 in the U.S., and 60th on our realm.
Hey, look at that. Yeah. We're the top 100 in our realm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Take what you get, right?
Now, I'm curious as to where Seraphis' guild falls in our realm.
What guild is he?
Phalanx of Nod.
Oh.
Nod is N-O-D.
Are they Horde or Alliance?
Alliance. That's why he gives me so much crap for not being in his guild.
Oh. Well, he can carry you if you want.
Give the rest of Hardcore Casuals a break?
Yeah. They're not top 40. I don't see them in here. Did they quit raiding?
No, they were raiding. And the important part is we're above them, because you're at the 60s already, and we're top 60, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're above them. I'll make sure to point that out.
Next. Yeah. They are 76. They're 5 of 11 heroic.
All right. Okay.
That's going to deserve a tweet right there.
I'm thinking about it. Well, speaking of Antares raiding, there's something going on in the Twitterverse related to that, right? Right, Medros?
So I hear. Our good friend Ro tweeted about this, and we picked this up from him. You have, I'm sure, heard of Friendship Moose. Well, time to meet the Buddy Bird. So this is basically carrying people to get their Violet Spellwing for those who want to try to defeat Heroic Argus for that. And yeah, so I don't know how the community, how the coordination of that's going, but it's a pretty interesting idea. And I keep hearing promises that I'll be carried through to get my own, but I don't ever seem to get an invite when I'm in games, so...
That's heroic only, though, right? Or heroic and higher? Or is it mythic?
Yes. It's well, I'm not sure if you can get them. It would make sense if you can get the quest in mythic, but yeah, you gotta do at least heroic. So once we clear heroic, Medros, we'll carry you through.
You have to clear it first, okay.
Yeah.
We have to get good. And by we, I mean the rest of the guild, because I don't raid enough.
Yeah, right now we're only 7 of 11, so once we get that 11 bosses on farm, we'll be carrying you through. At least that's what Junk said.
Oh, wait, I gotta wait till you guys have it on farm, too? Man, this could take forever.
Hey, we're doing pretty good.
They can't carry floor kissers right now.
Yeah, I mean, they're already carrying me.
Hey, I am not a floor kisser, sir. I'm a floor tanker.
You pretty much make up with that floor. I've seen it.
You were never there for any of my floor tanking.
Yeah, I was.
No.
I got...
No, that never happened.
Actually, you weren't there when I got the moose, but...
No, we did do some raiding together.
Yes.
So yeah, if you're looking at getting the Violet Spellwing and you're not otherwise able to get it, check out the BunnyBirds hashtag on Twitter. See if anybody there can help you out.
This time, my main. That's who's coming to get them out. No more Hordies for me.
No, why not?
Because my main should earn this stuff, not my damn alts. Especially not my Horde alt that I've never played and, like, ended up being the best yurt I had for that expansion because raiding. Stupid raiding.
Not that. Not stupid at all. I enjoyed raiding.
Uh-huh. Well, then. But yeah, okay. It's good to see that the community is coming back together again. It does not seem quite as organized as it was last time, but hopefully everybody who wants a buddy bird gets a buddy bird.
Oh, with a name like Friendship Moose, I don't know if you can top that. Did you guys do anything with Trial of Style back?
Heck yeah, I did.
Yeah? Are you excited for Season 2 coming up?
Oh yeah. I'm actually really digging the cloth reward, specifically.
Yeah.
I have most of Might already, but this recolor, I don't know, I might go after the recolor too.
Battle Gear of Might.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. I don't know how... I don't do transmog, so this doesn't, like, super excite me. I have no style, basically. You see me every day, you see how I'm dressed, I have no style. So, I definitely don't carry it into WoW, that's for sure. but there will be a new season of Trial of Style with all new items that you can get. Or all new rewards, I guess.
Which is good. I was worried about... I was worried that... words. Hard. I was worried what they were going to do to kind of incentivize keep continuing to go to Trial of Style once you got the initial ones.
Yeah.
I am a little... Like, with the male leather and cloth sets that you get, they're labeled as, like, a more complete version of those sets. Just not... The plate set is just a recolor, which, it's kind of not incentivizing me a lot to do it on my warrior and get the plate set. Plus, that cloth set looks really good.
But although with the other sets, it looks like the comment is, "Oh, this is a more complete version of blah blah blah. This is a more complete version." So
yeah, and plate is just, it's a recolor.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's not even. I like the blue color for Battle Gear of Might. I like that more than the yellowy orange junk. But the boots are the boots in the recolor are more blue. I don't know. Weird.
I'm going to end up getting all the sets just because it was really easy to get all the sets last time.
Yeah.
I still have tokens left over from last time.
Oh, okay.
So...
And so this is just on the PTR, so we don't even know when this is coming out, do we?
Presumably in 735.
Well, yeah.
Whenever that is.
Well, that's all I got to say about that.
Well,
tell us a little about the cutscenes that were recently did in mine there, Toasty.
Well, I'm not gonna go into them in great detail just because spoilers and people might want to watch that stuff or wait for it to come, wait to experience it for themselves. So I will do nothing more than say that if you're interested in seeing the cutscenes for the Void Elves, Nightborn, Lightforged Draenei, and High Mountain Torin, you can take a look over on Wowhead. They've got the cutscenes available there. It's interesting that we're seeing all this stuff for those four races, but we haven't yet seen anything for Dark Irons or the Zandalari. I'm noticing that we've kind of been lacking on stuff about them specifically. I'm not sure if I'm just missing it or if that's definitely the case. Have you guys noticed that?
Noticed which, sorry?
Just noticed that we're only really getting stuff about the Void Elves, Nightborn, Lightforged Draenei, and High Mountain Torin, and not so much any information about the Dark Iron Dwarves or the Zandalari Trolls.
Okay. Or the other things that may or may not be coming as well.
Right.
I assume it's just that they are trying to do a slow rollout of stuff. Maybe that stuff isn't done quite yet. Hard to say.
Yeah. Just kind of release things as you feel good about them.
Terran Gregory only has so much that you can do in a day, you know.
I want it now, though! Oh, man. Oh, you know what? I can't talk about that. That's spoilery. Never mind.
Have you watched these videos?
I haven't watched these yet, because I too want to be surprised.
Oh, okay.
For once.
I haven't watched them yet, but...
Yeah, because it's not a big story thing, there's less draw for me to look at it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, for the end of Antorus, I definitely spoiled myself just because I couldn't wait. I wasn't sure how long it would be for me to be able to watch that in the game. Turns out, the answer was a week. But, yeah, I'm actually waiting for these ones. We're getting a bit more information about the allied races. It is going to be an account-wide unlock, and that's not too surprising.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, that it was maybe related to like a pre-buy of the expansion, of the next expansion.
That could be it, honestly. Yeah.
All signs point to that, because that gets cash in the pockets much faster.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to buy it anyways, and it just gives them more reason to buy it sooner than later.
Yeah. And if that being said, it makes sense in that case that stuff like the Zandalari, especially the Zandalari trolls, who we're seeing a more of a presence from in Battle for Azeroth, that we haven't seen that stuff in the 735 PTR. Because it makes sense for these races in particular, because we've seen the content related to them, that we'd be able to make progression towards unlocking them, and being able to have access to them during that the lead up into Battle for Azeroth. Yeah, the only thing I can't really make sense of is why the Dark Iron, why we're not seeing any Dark Iron stuff there yet.
Maybe there's some other spoilery stuff that they don't want people to attach to. It's just something that's not quite at the ready mark yet.
Or maybe the Dark Iron Dwarves play a huge part, because let's face it, they have Beards of Fire.
Oh.
And, you know, there's that big, the big campfire thing that's going on in Kalimdor. Just saying. Yeah. Maybe some Dark Irons got a little too festive. Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. You're right.
But yeah, there was a bunch of allied race stuff that came out other than these cutscenes. We got some updates to the Heritage Armor. The Void Elf Heritage Armor looks really cool. It kind of makes you look like the Spellbreakers from Warcraft 3. So they got that shield and that glaivey weapon. That looked really cool. It's kind of solidifying my choice to race change to a Void Elf when it becomes available to me. And then having to level a Void Elf all the way up to 110.
It can't be that hard.
I haven't managed to level up a new tune to 110 in a while. Oh. Like, my priest was my last one.
Yeah.
But I had the benefit of leveling her to 100 during the Legion pre-event. And then just doing the last 10 levels. With the Void Elf, there hasn't been any indication that we're going to see similar stuff in Battle for Azeroth. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's still very much a possibility. But if there is, I'm totally going to do that with a Void Elf if it's available to me. Just to make that whole process faster than it already is. Because I've tried a couple times to level up a fresh character, and every time I start, I lose interest very rapidly. Like, that paladin that I started months ago is still only level 8.
Well, that's because it's a paladin.
I mean, that's true, too.
I never play my paladin. I enjoy playing the paladin, but between two warlocks and a DK now, I don't really focus on anything else yet.
Yeah, it's hard enough focusing on my priest, honestly. And I really like playing my priest.
It's hard enough focusing on my main for me.
Well, yeah, well, you know, baby and all that stuff.
In other games, like Diablo.
Yeah. Not enough time of the day, man.
Oh, there's also work. That's a real damper.
Yeah, only if you let it. I haven't put WoW on my computer at work yet.
No?
No. Well, it doesn't help that I only have 30 gigs left of space. I don't think WoW is going to fit in 30 gigs.
No, it'd be tough.
Yeah, and then I got to make a choice. Okay, which games am I going to install? I've got Overwatch, I've got Hearthstone, and I've got StarCraft on there. I don't want to choose.
Just get rid of the one that you play less of.
That answer would be StarCraft. Oh, but it's also but at work, that's the only time I... But the only time I play StarCraft is at work.
Yeah.
Choices. Hard.
Bring a second laptop to work. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That won't get old quick. And, you know, the one day I have to take my laptop home from work, I'm now going to bring two laptops home.
Yeah.
No, that does not sound appealing at all.
No, not at all. That would be heavy.
Yeah.
Well, I guess moving on, there's some videos that people can watch that don't have spoilers.
Well, yep.
I mean, no spoilers if you've been killing stuff in Antorus. And you know, for once, this isn't solos by a blood DK named Mion.
Yeah.
Actually, in fact, the very first one that's in the links here is an ENR solo by an Affliction Warlock. Hey, that's the class I play and the spec I play. So WoWhead posted some of these videos of people soloing different bosses, and that's crazy. That person had 961 eye level. I'm not even close to that, but still, that's... I have to watch that. That'd be pretty remarkable. Make the fight a lot more fun. I'm pretty sure it's on normal, so the fight's kind of a snore fest on normal with a full raid group. The next one we have here is a Prot Paladin. That's almost in Medros' wheelhouse, except for the whole Prot part. This Prot Pally soloed Garothi Worldbreaker on... I guess it would have been normal as well. Pretty cool. And then the third
one... Can we just note that kill of Garothi Worldbreaker took 8 hours and 11 minutes?
Really?
Yup.
Oh, my.
That's like a full work day. Just beating the Worldbreaker down. I don't think I could hack that at
Did
all.
Did he use one of those water birds?
I mean, it's possible.
That's the only way I could do that. There's no way I could sit here for 8 hours to...
Yeah.
To fight the same boss, I would screw something up.
So this guy was item level 963, and he's got 79 traits into his artifact weapon. Wow.
I bet you if a Blood TK did it, it'd take them 3 hours. Or a Demon Hunter. And then there's another video of a Protection Paladin soloing Portal Keeper Hazabel.
Yeah, it's actually the same guy who did, or same person who did Worldbreaker.
Wow. That's neat.
Like, how would you I can't even think of how you would do that. Because there's mechanics where you just... Yeah, I mean, you have to stay at one tank with the boss, and you gotta hop into the other portal. Like, how does that work?
I don't know. You'd have to watch the video, maybe, yeah. Of course, you don't have to watch the full 8 hours. They would have probably sped them up.
I would hope so.
And done some cutting as well. Think of all the stuff that you need. Like, here it says, after 10 minutes, you want to use your drums again, along with potion. Potion could also be used in the beginning for damage. So, like... using drums multiple times in a fight? That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. And just think, that entire time, you're only going to use 2 potions.
Yeah.
Your pre-putt and whenever you think it's necessary.
Yeah.
But that's... Wow.
Medros, you got to roll prot so you can do this.
No.
Yes, I want videos.
No.
It's not raiding if you're soloing it.
Exactly.
No.
Fine.
I am sorry to tell you that that's just not going to happen.
Congrats to those people for doing something that not very many people do. So, obviously, like, cutting the videos and producing that and releasing that would be a lot of fun. And even though it takes so long to kill them, just the feeling of accomplishment, and it's like, wow, not everybody can do this.
Yeah, that's a little bit crazy. 8 hours. I can't remember the last time I had a WoW session that lasted 8 hours. Like, at most, for me, lately, it's been 3, and that's for raiding.
Yeah. And that's taking breaks to, you know, refill your water, or...
Yeah, exactly.
Empty your water, and such.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's just... And yeah, that's right. I mean, he didn't take any breaks. He spent the 8 hours at his computer.
Because you can't pause WoW.
Nope. No matter how much your parents tell you to do it... Just pause the game. Pause the game and help me out. No. No. You don't get it, Mom. I can't pause it. Why don't you understand me? Alright, well, let's move on from Antorus. Antorus is old news, right?
I guess.
Medros. So, from what I understand, druids have had a big complaint about their, like, order hall mount thing. Do you recall what it was?
There have been a few complaints. The basic issue is that the mount doesn't land. And, I can probably say that no other class would actually accept that. So, yeah, there is now a sitting animation for the druid littering flight form. And I mean, it's not... I still want to see it walking to see how that looks, because the pictures they have on MMO Champion show it landing, show it sitting, but I don't see it actually walking. But I'm not going to play the video, so it probably shows that. But yeah, so the littering flight form will now actually have a sitting animation, at least. And a landing animation. Good news, my druid friends. You will actually just be able to just sit, and you won't just, you know, tire your arms out, flapping your wings the entire time you're sitting there.
Why would anybody want to walk? Like, why would any bird want to walk? Like, that does not sound cool at all. You fly anywhere, because that's... Otherwise, you're just wasting time.
Wasting years of evolution, exactly. Is what's happening.
Yeah, no, I don't agree with just standing there, or just walking. You've got wings for a reason.
I mean, honestly, I feel like a lot of the complaints about the Druid Order Hall flight form could have been solved just by giving them multiple Druid travel forms with it.
Yeah.
Fancy flight one, a fancy travel one, and a fancy swimming one. There, problem solved.
So,
but what, no.
What does the druid do inside the order hall right now? Do they just do the cheetah form, travel form?
Either cheetah or the stag, yeah.
Oh. When you're in the Emerald Dreamway, it's stag. When you're actually in the order hall itself, as that is technically in Azshara, you fly.
Valshara, you mean?
Sure.
Well, it's not Azshara, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
I forgot that there was a stag thing.
I'm just yeah, isn't that the default animation now?
I guess.
Or the default form?
I think so.
I know you. Yeah, I think you can glyph the cheetah if you really want it.
Oh yeah, because I guess that's like yesterday's news type thing. Nobody wants that anymore.
Not that model. That was not a good looking model. Definitely did not hold up.
Yeah, they've definitely had model problems.
Well, I mean, when your main model's a boomkin. Wait, boomkins are awesome. What are you talking about?
Boomkin are awesome.
Yeah.
Given my history with druids, I'm partial to Resto. Mostly because both Anna and Jess would kill me if I said otherwise.
Yes.
I mean, if boomkins could be affliction, I would probably roll one right now.
Yeah?
I would main that. I love balanced druids. Like
you'd be Zappy Chicken?
That was... Actually, I think a balanced druid was my first alt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and my guild leader at the time... Or raid leader, guild leader, made fun of me because I wanted to tank on it. And druids are only for healing or something like that. Yeah, she didn't like the...
For a very long time, that's all druids were good for, was healing.
She liked to tease me about that.
My first alt was a red paladin. And I remember the only comment I had about the red paladin was from one of my guildies who asked me if I wanted to make sure they couldn't pronounce any of my toon names. Because I named it, I think it was Triptychs? Like Tryptyx. And I'm like, that's not hard to pronounce. Neither is my warrior, because my warrior name was Baleran. I mean, that's exactly what it is now. That name isn't hard to pronounce either. I didn't understand that comment at all, but...
So it's Baleran? I thought it was like Balerian.
No, Baleran.
Okay... Learn something new every day.
Wait, how did you get Balerian? It's Baeloran.
No, I'm kidding.
Troll much?
Balerian.
No, I play.
Oh, man. People from the guild listen to this show. Oh.
You're welcome, Junks.
Junks, Anna, Jess. Damn it.
Ah, you're fine.
No, not knowing Anna, I'm not fine.
You're fine.
So, the first member of Toshi's guild to send in a recording of next guild's Discord conversation while they're raiding, and this conversation comes up, will get a prize from the show.
Joke's on you, I'm the only one that records stuff.
Well, maybe I should start. I don't know.
I think you'd actually need to be at raid for that.
Oh...
You can technically record a channel without actually being a part of participating in the raid there, you know.
Yeah, I could be like just muted and be in the raid channel all the time, 24/7, and just go through all that audio, because that sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah. Good times.
Toasty, you could also just record it, and then you would get a prize.
Depends on the prize.
Yeah. Medros, what's the prize?
That's a very good question. So moving right along to our next topic here. talk to us...
Is it one of those new Funkos?
Talk to us about the Chronicles Volume 3 art that was released.
All right, so as Metro said, we got a preview of some of the artwork that we're going to see from Chronicle Volume 3. And I think it's very safe to say that we're going to be entering the World of Warcraft era of the lore here, at least by the looks of it, because what we see here, there are three pieces. There's one piece that's featuring both Varian and Anduin, and what appears to be a black dragon head near the Gates of Stormwind. There also appears to be... Oh, which old god is that?
C'Thun.
Is that C'Thun? Isn't C'Thun a giant eyeball? That doesn't look like a giant eyeball.
Oh, yeah.
There are many eyes there, don't get me wrong. That doesn't appear to be a giant eyeball, though.
Azoth?
I don't know. Either way, it's an old god-looking thing with a bunch of Sylith in there.
Yeah. Maybe that's, the one from Wrath. If it's the Sylith head. Because Nerubians. I don't know.
Does Yogg have eyes?
Does Yogg have eyes? I don't know.
And that's a good question when it comes to the old god. Do they have insert facial feature here? To be fair, I remember
based on in-game model of C'Thun, that is C'Thun.
Really? Where's the giant eye? I'm so confused.
Maybe it's been destroyed.
Maybe it's on the other side. Oh no, that one right there that you see—that's the biggest one. That's the giant eye.
But isn't he all...
Giant eyes must be on top of his spikes there.
Yeah, I thought he was all eye. I don't remember him having a mouth.
I don't know.
Well, we'll have to look at that another time.
Well, according to the art, the eye comes out of the spikes, and the spikes kind of lay vertical, sort of. Or horizontal, sorry. So, maybe the eye is inside of him still? I don't know.
Oh.
But yeah, based on the art I'm seeing here, that definitely looks like it's C'Thun.
Alright. I mean, yeah, my first assumption was C'Thun just because the Sylith were everywhere.
Yeah, but they kind of pulled in those bugs all over the place, didn't they?
Oh, there was the Nerubians in Northrend.
Still bugs.
Yeah, but they're different kinds of bugs.
Look, we're going to have to get Rossi on the show just to confirm this.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the last piece features what appears to be a young Arthas and Jaina. So yeah, looks like we're very much going into like the Warcraft 3 / World of Warcraft era of the lore at this point. And I look forward to it.
Going to be interesting.
Yep, March 27th. Right after my birthday.
Do you guys have the other two?
I do.
I have number two. I haven't bought number one yet. I'm probably going to buy it soon because it was on my Christmas list and I want to give my family a chance.
I own one and two. I believe my nephew is currently borrowing two. Let's get that back.
How big are they?
They're pretty hefty books.
About an inch or so tall. Hardcover, thick pages.
Huh. I wouldn't mind looking through them. I'm not so sure I want to buy them, but just because I don't know where I would put them. But I
mean, I'll bring my volume 2 in tomorrow.
Sure. Something I can read at home.
Here you go.
I don't really read.
If anything, I mean, there's lots of great looking art in there.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm going for. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Okay, well, as we slowly begin to step away from Warcraft-related news, game news. First was game news, and now it's out of game news, and now here's just some Blizzard stuff.
But this is like the coolest news of the week. Pet Playground, Animals of the Blizzard Campus. So Blizzard had a news post.
Back in September,
Yeah, that news post was in September. That's crazy. But why did I just catch it now?
I remember seeing the tweet about it, too.
That was it. But yeah, there was an article about the different... all the pets at the Blizzard campus. And they have, like, so many people bring their pets in, and there's 704 dogs, 36 cats, 5 bunnies, a turtle, and 4 fish aquariums. And I guess part of the rules are every pet has to have a tag, an official Blizzard pet tag, and you can choose whether you want to support Alliance or Horde. There's 462 Horde, 289 Alliance, so it's quite obvious Horde bias, just saying. But it's so cool, like, when there's downtime, a lot of them will go out and play in the courtyard, and it's a cool thing to just have, like, oh, I can go see so-and-so's cat, and they're well-trained and don't, like, just wander around. They kind of are keen to their own areas, but I think it's so cool. I was talking with Toasty about this, and we were like, oh, this would be awesome to do something like this at work, and I was saying, oh, I don't know if we can do that because people are allergic and we're such a small office, but being Blizzard, you're a huge office. I mean, having, you know, that many pets, that's almost 750 pets. I was never at the Blizzard tour when you guys went, so I can only imagine how huge they are.
What I find funny, whether or not this is true or just like something they put in this article to be funny, registered pets are asked to place their paw print on an NDA and refrain from passing along information about any secret games Blizzard is working on. Now, that last part, yeah, sure, probably not real, but the paw print on the NDA, that'd be kind of cute.
Definitely.
I'm also wondering what they did with the fish when it came to tags and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, because fish don't have paws.
Well, and the tags.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Well, the tag you can just tape to the fishbowl or the aquarium.
That's true. No fishbowls. Fishbowls are bad.
I meant aquarium.
Look, don't get me started on the on like fishbowls and how terrible they are for fish. I could go for quite a while.
At the bottom of the article, it shows some of the pets. There's Mr. Biggins, Pembroke, Welsh Corgi, Russell, and Zeus, F3, Savannah Cat. Wow, that cat looks awesome.
It looks like a Savannah Cat.
Yeah, I just, you know, I thought that this was a cool little article to throughout the end of the show.
Definitely.
Oh, look at all those floofs. I want all of them.
Don't know if I mentioned to you guys, but I gave Jackie a very interesting Christmas present.
Oh. A dog?
Preparation to get a puppy or a kitten.
What? I didn't think you'd ever do that.
Yeah, neither did she. She's kind of blown away.
I bet she loved that.
She teared up a little bit, I think.
Uh-huh.
And I enjoyed it, so it was good.
There you go. That's a good Christmas present.
Yep. Now he's got to agree on which one to get.
That's the hard part.
Very hard.
Well, the harder part is going to be the name.
Not necessarily. I already have the names picked up for my dogs when I move out and if I decide to get a dog.
Oh.
Well, I think Arthas would be a good name for a dog.
For a girl dog, name is going to be Tonks. For a boy dog, it's actually a toss-up. I haven't decided which one I want. But it's either going to be Norbert or Remus.
Makes sense.
Hey, Fresley's here. Hi, Fresley.
You know what? If we get a dog, I'll call him Greymane. There we go. That's perfect.
Like, for a boy dog or a girl dog or both?
Boy.
What about a girl dog?
Jaina.
Girl dog.
Jaina.
No, I'm pretty sure Arthas and Jaina, for names of anything in our life, is probably out. Because Jaina's more of a cat.
Oh.
I don't know if we're a girl dog. Evie, probably, or something.
All right.
But yeah, I did it really cool. I got a plushie pup from Build-A-Bear. It's called a promise pet. And then I put a note under the collar saying, this is a promissory note for a puppy or a kitten.
Ah.
Oh, that's nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, man. Nice.
Frasley, if I was going to name a pet after you, I know exactly what it would be. And it would not be a hamster. Let's move on here to our second sponsor, I guess.
All right. So, our second sponsor for the night is, as usual, the great folks over on Audible. You can get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. With over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. So, to continue our theme that we started before we went into the Christmas season, book, I believe it's 3, of the Magic 2.0 series, An Unwelcome Quest. So why don't we go take a listen?
With limp black hair and a limp black robe. When he shook his head, the ends of his hair waved like the tassels on the dress of a flapper dancing at a funeral. Tyler asked,
"What do you mean? Did you fight?"
Tyler and Jeff were the other two members of the contingent from the small town of Leadchurch. Tyler was one of the few black men who had ever found the file and used it to go to medieval England instead of, say, ancient Morocco. Jeff was a slightly built man with black hair and a brilliant mind. He had been a successful engineer before finding the file. Jeff and Tyler were good friends with Philip, and even better friends with Gary. They usually spent a great deal of time hanging around with Gary, because he was fun, and his place was something of a party house, or in his case, a party skull-shaped cave. They had deliberately kept their distance since Gary had been assigned his trainee.
"We didn't fight. Nothing like that," Gary said.
He looked to the far end of the table. The trainee being initiated was sitting at the head of the table, being lightly brainwashed by the chairman of the wizards, Merlin, as was also the custom. The Leadchurch wizards were sitting at the far end of the banquet table, and Philip was taking...
So once again, that was An Unwelcome Quest, Book 3 in the Magic 2.0 series. You can find that and over 180,000 other titles over at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. And thanks Audible for sponsoring the show.
Absolutely. All right. So the question of the week that we asked was a bit changed from last episode. We changed it to, what is the best thing you found under the Winterveil tree this year? Fan, how about you read our answer?
Our answer was Frasley. I got a pirate Pepe.
Very nice. If you're into that sort of thing.
So I'm gonna guess for you, Toasty, video card?
No, actually.
What was the best thing under your tree?
A new set of Harry Potter books.
Good answer.
Because my other ones were horrifically worn out.
Yeah. Fan, how about you? And you're not allowed to say baby.
No, that was before. Can I say baby stuff?
No.
Because there's all sorts of cute things. Oh my god.
Yes, yeah, so when you have a baby.
Yes. Just trying to think. Oh, you know what? I think the very best thing that I got is baby related. Hannah got me some picture frames with pictures to put on my desk at work because I didn't have pictures. I had a picture of her that I stole from her office for her 30th birthday. They had decorated her office with a whole bunch of pictures of her from a prior time, and so I had that sticking on the monitor arm at work, but now I have actual legit up-to-date pictures with Hannah and Haley. So that was my favorite gift.
Mine, I'm going to say, was my voice-activated BB-8.
Voice activated?
Yep.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, they are real. They started, I think they came out right before Black Friday at the Disney store. And it's really cool. I enjoy it. It's fun. But I got lots of cool stuff, so I was happy with Christmas. And, of course, A Happy Wife was also good.
Yay!
But,
and
yeah.
You sound better than you did at the beginning of the show, so you're getting better. That's good, too.
Yeah, that's in theory. I don't feel better, but I appreciate the hope.
Get better.
Yeah. All right, moving right along then.
So our question of the week for next week is, what are your New Year's resolutions for WoW? And to say mine is actually doing Mythic Pluses on a semi-regular basis. I was pretty good at doing that for quite a while, and I think I stopped around Christmas last year, or just after Christmas last year, and I haven't really been doing them regularly ever since. So I'd like to get back to doing that whenever I find the time to do it. What about you guys?
I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. Yes, we'll go with
this
that.
Was your question.
I know. I was just thinking of things. I was throwing stuff against the wall and see what stuck.
You fail.
Can't Why?
Throw a question.
I don't believe in New Year's resolutions.
I don't believe you.
I don't.
Well, my New Year's resolution for WoW is to get all of my characters done, all of the quests that they are hanging on to, and be very ready for Battle for Azeroth whenever it decides to launch.
What does done mean?
Just getting all of the quests that like opening up all of the stuff on Argus for each one of them, and
raid.
No.
But there are raid quests. Just saying.
No,
yeah.
I'm not doing raid quests. I haven't taken any raid quests. There's a reason for this.
Trolling me all every damn week.
I'm not trolling nothing.
I mean, I kind of was, so.
But yeah, just getting as many of their quests done as possible. I don't think it's realistic to get all of the quests that they had in Broken Isles done, because there's a lot of quests there that, like, some of them leveled almost exclusively in their order halls, so there's not really a valid use to going to do that for them. But yeah, just try and get as many quests done as I can for each of them, get their profession quests unlocked, that kind of stuff. The only one that professions are definitely not happening on is my DK, because I'm not going to go raiding, so.
Wait, the DK requires a raid?
Almost all of the stuff that you get for high-level inscription is...
raids. Inscription. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. I don't want to raid, so won't get that stuff.
Raid Finder isn't a real raid anyways.
Still real enough for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, that just get prepared for Battle for Azeroth whenever it decides to launch, and enjoy it when it gets here. That's my New Year's resolution.
Cool. I would say, thinking about it, my goal for New Year's is to get my complete the Mage Tower on. We'll say any one spec. That's kind of what would be nice for me.
That's good. So we went to shoutouts. Our shoutouts for Patreons. We have a few new Patreons this month. We have Lee. We have Thomas. We have Navimi. We have Fandeth. We have Redzian. We have David, we have Erlina, we have Toasty, Troy, Brock, and Bimini. So thank you all to all of you for your support this month. One of our best months yet, so thank you very, very much for all your support for the show.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
What? He thanked me. It's polite, fan. God. So rude.
Sorry.
And, Frasley is another a person who supported us this month. So thank you very much to everybody, yourself included, Toasty.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you, everybody.
And thank you, everybody.
Anybody who I support for Patreon, there's a reason why you haven't gotten paid. My credit card got canceled because of fraud, so I'm waiting for a new one. So.
Oh, no. That's horrible.
Yeah, I felt bad. But all the ones that I support have lots of people who support them, so they're not going to miss my few dollars.
Oh, every little bit counts, right? So
yeah, I guess.
It just sucks. It just sucks when, when there's a when your card gets compromised.
It's not
fun at all. At least if you catch it and they fix it, that's good.
All right. So, I guess individual shoutouts. Fandith, what's your shoutout?
Why am I never prepared for this kind of thing? My shoutout, you know what? My shoutout is to the two of you. Happy New Year and 2018. It was a good break, but it's nice to be back.
Yeah, nice to get into the swing of things again.
Indeed.
I will echo that shoutout. Shoutout to both of you guys. Looking forward to the next year together. I'm also going to give a shout-out to the Calvary, because they just celebrated their 100th episode. It's one of the Overwatch podcasts I listen to. So, congrats to you guys. Slambo, Tank, Mel, congratulations.
My shout-out is going to be to everybody at Blizzard, who I hope you guys had a great holiday. Looking forward to the beta or alpha for Battle for Azeroth, and to see more cool stuff coming out for the 735 PTR. All right. Before we do move on to our outro, I just want to let everybody know, since next week is our anniversary episode, everybody who enters the question of the week for this week will be entered into a contest. It should be a one-week contest with one way to enter. Definitely send your question, your answers in for the question of the week, and we'll announce a winner next week.
All right. Can I take us out?
Sure, let's do that.
All right, so if you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW-5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show at allthingsazeroth.com, and if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at allthingsaz, Medros is at Medros, Fandeth is at Fandeth, I'm at ToastyPostyCan, and you can find the network over at Dawnforge. You can also join our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/bnetata, and please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
Indeed, we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of something.
Our anniversary?
No, next week is actually on our anniversary next week.
That's right.
It's literally on the date.
Oh! The pre-anniversary celebration.
There we go.
Indeed. Ooh, maybe next week I'll crack open the Northern Harvest bottle I got for Christmas.
Ooh.
I'll have some water.
I can't even do words right now.
This podcast has been a production of Dawnforge, copyright 2018. Find out more at thedawnforge.com.